Welcome to the realm of the unknown, the mystery box, the deep dark cavern below your feet. Listen as we travel past the limits of the everyday and uncover what lies beyond. Today's episode transports us to the surface of Mars, where Dr. Perry finally nears his destination, Biosphere 3. But that must wait for tomorrow, as the sun sets along the Mars horizon, the sky fills with stars, and Dr. Perry must find his night's refuge from the surface winds of the Red Planet.
You're almost there, John. Just gotta get over this next bridge.
I don't see it.
Just trust me, all right?
Whoa!
What?
Did you see that?
See what?
I saw something. Someone watching me.
There's nothing on the satellite.
Eliza, I saw someone.
Let's just slow it down, okay? Where is it now?
It was just for a moment. It's gone.
Well, I'm not reading anything on the satellite feed. And it's getting dark. Could it maybe have just been the light playing tricks on you?
No.
Fine, but can you please holster your weapon?
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just...
I know. Why don't we get you over to that ridge? It sounds like you could use some rest.
All right.
How does it look? You okay?
Yeah. Just... I need a second to catch my breath.
Is something wrong with your oxygen?
It's fine. Levels are workable.
Okay, good. How's the cave look?
Hello!
Good camping spot?
As good a place as any, I suppose. Reminds me of fishing trips with the old man. Do you ever do much camping?
Not as much as I'd like.
I thought you were a Girl Scout.
Top of my troop in cookie sales. Not much of a camper, though. You know you scared me back there.
I know. I'm sorry. I really saw something.
And you're pretty quick with that EMP gun.
Fastest hand on Mars.
The only hand on Mars.
Ha ha.
Seriously, John. I know you need the gun, but you've got to exercise extreme caution. Using it on the humanoid could stop decades of progress in its tracks.
That was caution.
It should only be used as a last resort.
Noted.
On the evening of Dr. Perry's third day of travel, the last before he was projected to reach Biosphere 3, he unholstered his weapon for the first time. He claimed to have seen a figure watching him, although I found nothing in his satellite coverage to support this claim. The incident took place at these coordinates, a short distance from a sheltered area where he planned to stay the night. Although we had experienced complications in landing and Dr. Perry dislocated his shoulder on impact, the mission appeared to be more or less back on track. Dr. Perry was more than equipped with provisions to last him through the slightly extended journey to Biosphere 3. But following this incident, especially on the eve of initial contact with the humanoid, I must admit that I harbored concerns in regard to Dr. Perry.
Concerns? Can you elaborate?
Honestly, I had reservations about Dr. Perry's mental state. I wondered if the crash had affected him beyond what we had initially thought. At the time, I saw the incident as a paranoid episode and began to doubt his ability to remain grounded during his cohabitation with the humanoid at Biosphere 3. These worries were eased slightly later into the evening as I was able to calm Dr. Perry and speak more lucidly on the subject.
All right, so we're at the end of the movie, okay? They box it up, toss a lock on the box, and put it on this trolley sort of thing, right? And this old guy with a mustache is pushing it along.
Who's this old guy?
I don't know. He's just some guy with a mustache. That part is very important.
Oh, interesting.
Anyways, the guy with the mustache is pushing it along, and there's all these identical boxes. You know, and they all look the same and probably hold other crazy things in them. Then they pull back, okay? And you see there's thousands and thousands of these identical boxes in this massive warehouse. And that's it. The song plays, screen fades to black, and the credits roll.
Wow. I never thought I'd get a shot-by-shot verbal rendition of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Via interplanetary communication, no less.
Yeah, fair point.
There are sequels if you want me to...
That won't be necessary.
Suit yourself.
Hey, John?
Mm-hmm?
Are you sure everything's okay? It's really not too late to...
My shoulder is fine. I'm just a little out of shape is all. Not even Mars gravity can fix that.
I meant before that.
Oh. You're probably right. It must have been the light bouncing off my visor or something. I'll be okay. I promise.
I just need to be sure you can withstand cohabitation is all. You know it'll get strenuous, mentally.
I know.
Good. Okay. So, you got a little carried away with those food rations, huh?
You'll never know the pleasures of vacuum-sealed, dehydrated beef chili.
Ooh, I'm kinda hungry.
Really? That did it for you?
I'm full of surprises, John Perry. I swear I packed something today. Ooh, there it is.
What have you got?
A protein bar. Mint chocolate chip.
Eliza.
What?
Mint. Really?
I'll have none of this shaming from you. I'm with you like 24/7 here. In what possible scenario would I have time to eat real food?
Do they not deliver pizza to top secret space stations?
You'd be surprised.
Thanks, by the way. For everything. Sticking with me, keeping me grounded. I don't know if I'd still be here without you.
You are very welcome.
You know what? I'll join you. Fortified vegetable strips. My favorite.
How is it?
Leathery. Sure ain't mint chocolate chip.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers. When I'm back, I owe you a steak dinner or something.
How's takeout? That's more my style.
Sounds divine right about now.
Tell me what it's like there.
Windy, dusty.
Come on, seriously.
It is seriously windy and dusty. Well, when the dust isn't in the way, the stars are like nothing I've seen before. Clearer and brighter than anything back home. But I can see the same constellations, just shifted around in the sky ever so slightly. And that shift, you can feel it in your core. Like something is off kilter. Like the whole planet is about to tip over.
Are you scared?
Aren't you?
No. Well, I don't know. I know you're gonna be okay.
Yeah? How can you be so sure?
I trust you.
It's not me I'm worried about, Eliza.
I know. I just mean, I think you'll be able to handle yourself.
But the humanoid will be unpredictable, and I'm going to have to spend who knows how long living with it and gaining its trust before I could even begin my questioning.
Well, you'll have me here on the other end, keeping your head on straight.
Yeah, well.
Having second thoughts?
No, nothing like that. Hey, is that you up there? What a cute little satellite you are.
That's me, just having myself afloat.
Ah, and bless your sweet metal heart. Can you see me?
I'm actually zooming in on you as we speak.
See what I'm doing?
I see an ungrateful astronaut scientist giving his satellite girlfriend the finger.
Girlfriend, huh?
A satellite can dream, can't she? Say cheese.
Cheese.
I felt as if the incident had been dealt with and put behind us. My worries eased, and we moved into the final leg of travel, seemingly prepared for first contact with the Cage Corporation humanoid at Biosphere 3.
So, the three of them hop in a minecart, closely pursued by the—
Wait. Tell me again why this college professor is hanging out with an 11-year-old.
Come on, this is like the end of the movie. And I already told you, Short Round is Indy's sidekick. Kind of like you.
I am not your sidekick. And that still doesn't explain why he's going on adventures.
Whatever. So, they're escaping in the minecart and—
And?
Eliza, I see it again.
Where?
40 feet ahead of me. Do you see it?
I'm still not picking anything up.
It's right there.
John, I'm looking.
I'm moving in.
John, don't.
Hey.
John?
It's gone. It just disappeared.
Okay, John. I think we should slow this down. There's no sense diving into this while you're—
Whoa.
What are you doing?
Something hit me. Someone.
John, put the gun away. John, where did you go? I can't see you. John? Come in, Dr. Perry. Where are you?
Out of touch, out of sight, and out of earshot, Dr. John Perry quickly loses consciousness at the hands of an unknown and obscured assailant. And this, I'm afraid, is where we leave you, unsure of whether our astronaut will survive or whether he may finally find what lies beyond.
Tune in next week for part 3 of What Lies Beyond. What Lies Beyond is a Syntax and Motion production of A Station Obscura Story. Created and written by Zach Adams. Directed by Devin Hoare. Produced by Alyssa Galagani. Editing and sound design by Devin Hoare. What Lies Beyond stars Garrett Kiesel, Eliza Giles, Jason Luria, and David Marcus. For a full cast list, visit our website at stationobscura.com. You can support Station Obscura by sharing this story with your friends, family, and other podcast enthusiasts. We'll be back next week with the final episode of What Lies Beyond.